The Wildcats tennis team did not have any regional qualifiers at this week's district tennis tournament in Longview. One Wildcat team did win a consolation final match. I talked with Wildcats tennis coach Tony Martinez Friday morning.
It was a very tough week. It was a good, but really good at the end. The two top teams, Longview and Texas High, they've made a place for themselves there. It's like, every round. On some of our matches, a lot of our kids had to play Texas High in about four matches in the second round. So it was tough going. And every one of the kids that we lost to, they were all advancing to regionals. Oh. So Texas High did win over Longview. And that was the second place team. Mm-hmm. And then Hallsville came in third.
Oh, okay. Now, I know on the second day you were able to take some kids back for, they were in down in the consolation bracket.
They were down in the consolation bracket, and they had a good showing. I had a mixed doubles team of Juan Guidino and Jasmine Johnson. They made it to the semifinals, and they lost to Pine Tree. And then in girls singles, I had Taylor Cathy, and she made it to the semifinals. And she lost a tough match with Longview, who eventually she won the tournament too. A lot of these that we're talking about, they all won the tournament. So we lost in the semis. My boys, who else did I have? Okay, in the boys doubles of Harrison Harbin and Cade Brown, they made it to the finals, played a tough team from Longview, and we lost that one 8-3. Let's see, the girls doubles of Carolina Espinosa and Caroline Burns, they made it to the semifinals. They lost a heartbreaker 9-7 to Hallsville, who made it to the finals. And the bright spot were our two senior girls. They ended their career very high by making it to the finals to play that Hallsville team. I thought it was going to be an all Sulphur Springs team, but the team of Grace Horton and Morgan Sutton, two seniors, ended up winning the finals over Hallsville 8-2. So like I said, we ended on a very positive note, and all the young ones that did make it to the semifinals that I talked about, the Cade Brown, Harrison Harbin, Espinosa, Burns, Jaspin, Gudino, these are all sophomores. And that shows us that, we have improved. I felt that we had improved, we were doing things that we did not do back in September as we were, getting things started. But through the, the last half year, they have done a great job and have great movement on the court. They know what they're doing now and how to strategize. And we finally, we're working on that. And so we're working on the big picture, the future. I told all these guys who you lost, I had like Drew Sant and Jesse Allen, all in the second round, and Abby Martin, all sophomores, had to play Texas High. And I tried to let them know that in 2 years, you're going to be that senior. You're going to be the Texas High people. We're going to be that team, and you're going to be playing the little freshmen and sophomores. And, this is what, will lead up to that. So they were, everybody left on a positive note. They played tough. I was told that in some of our matches where we played Texas High, we got games off of them. It was 6-3, 6-2. One of our toughest was the girls' doubles team. The team had beat us like straight set 6-1, 6-0 last year. The team of Sutton and Horton took them to three sets. And that was a great morning because, like I said, that lasted over 3.5 hours. Wow. And so we could see the difference of getting beat straight. Now we're in competing, and that's where, we're working our way to our goal of just getting out on the court and competing.
KSST Sports.